Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Het, Mishnah Aleph. So there's a certain time period for the poor to come collect Leket Shicha and Pe'ah. Once they come, and eventually they finish and they take whatever they need, everything else in the field that was Leket Shicha and Pe'ah are considered to be ownerless, and they can be taken by anybody, even wealthy people. It doesn't have to be just the poor people at that point. Why? Because the Torah tells us that it has to be la'ani v'la'ger ta'azovotam. It has to be that they're left over for the ani and for the ger and the yatom, for these people who are poor. And it's not meant to be le'ibud or le'ofod. It's not meant to be to get to, for everything to be destroyed afterwards or to go to the birds. It's meant to go to the ani'im. Once the ani'im are done, it's considered to be hefked, ownerless, and anybody can come take it. Question becomes, at what time period is it considered to be ownerless, and anyone can come grab onto whatever they want that's left over in the field? Mishnah asks, Me'ematai kol adam mutarim beleket? From what time, when is everybody allowed to come collect the leftover leket, and obviously leket shicha and pe'ah also? At what time period? Answers the Mishnah, Meshielechu hanamoshot. From the time period of the elder poor people, who we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, they arrive very late. They're the last group to come to the field to take what they need because they walk very slowly. So therefore, they get there at the end of the day. So once they've been there, and once they are left, once they left the field, we would say that there's no more gifts for the poor. Everybody came and they took what they wanted. And now the rest can be taken by anybody else. Mishnah continues, Beperet ve'olelot. What about Peret and Olelot, which is the gifts to the poor that we said apply to grapes? When do they become available to everybody to take? Once the poor people have gone through the vineyard, left, and then eventually came back. So two trips. They went, they left, they came back, and they left. So once the poor people have gone through the vineyard twice, at that point in time, after they leave that second time, they're considered to be finished with the vineyard, and everything can be taken by anybody is considered to be hefker. Ubezetim. What about with zetim? At what time period could people come and take shicha and pe'ah of olives? After the second rainfall. The Bar Tinura brings down that the second rainfall was on the 23rd of Heshvan, which is later on in the year. And we have to assume by that period, everything was already taken. It's already turning into winter by the second rainfall, and everything has already been taken. So therefore, if anything's left over, anybody can come take it. The Biuda is going to argue on this last ruling. He says, what are you talking about? We know there are many people out there who don't even start harvesting their olives until after the second rainfall. So how could you tell me that by the second rainfall, it's considered to be hefked for everybody? The harvest may not even happen. Shicha and pe'ah for olives may not even, people, they may not exist yet because people didn't start the harvest. So how could you tell me at that point they're considered to be ownerless? And therefore, he gives a different answer. He says, Ela, he says, from the time period that there's not enough olives left in the field of leket, of shicha and pe'ah, where a poor person wouldn't even go out to get them, it wouldn't even be worth it. And that amount is four isarot, and isar's worth is enough where it could feed him for one meal. So if there's not enough for four meals, which is one day's food for a man and his wife, because they had two meals in an average day, two meals each. If there wasn't enough food for a man to go out and collect enough to feed him and his wife for one day's worth, it wouldn't be worth the trip for him. Therefore, from that point and on, for the scraps of olives left over, a person is allowed to go take it if he wants to. All the olives in the field are considered to be ownerless, and the wealthy people can come take from there as well.